very important report on the European Union and their activities, especially as it relates to the United Kingdom and Russia and the other nations that have aligned with this denouncement of what the Russians seemingly have done. We'll stay on top of that story for you with John Rood, our man covering the European Union. Right now, we're going to Dr. Don DeYoung. He is the head of the science department and a renowned astronomer. He is the head of the science department at Grace College in Winona Lake, Indiana, and one of our broadcast partners that we so enjoy being able to have a conversation with. Now, on this last week, a renowned scientist, according to the world's standards, has died. I'm talking about Stephen Hawking, and at 76 years of age, he has gone into eternity, which concerns me because of some of the things he had to say. However, he was a very unique person, was he not?
Well, yes, Jimmy, the science world is mourning the loss of Stephen Hawking.
Well, he, you know, amazingly to me, he overcame many physical problems to actually accomplish a very interesting life and career, which, if you will, describe a couple of the outstanding things that may have been a claim to his work down through these years.
Yes, Stephen Hawking was very popular among the scientists and really the lay population. He certainly did overcome severe disability, and in that way he became a champion. And he was also a popularizer of science, especially of space, which is always of interest, and he had deep insights there. The specialty of Stephen Hawking involved black holes, which, as we know, are collapsed stars. He did incredible theoretical work with those black holes, and even though he was fully incapacitated, he was able to manipulate equations in his mind and come up with new ideas. One of the ones that he's known for is the conclusion that black holes, which again are collapsed stars, do not stay that way forever, but sooner or later they give off radiation and they disintegrate and just kind of turn back into gas, apparently, if time would permit. So he kind of pushed the frontier of our knowledge of really the rundown of the universe, especially black hole theory.
However, Don, beyond that which you've just been talking about, and you as a scientist and an astronomer, what do you think about his theories, his teachings on our universe and how it all came into existence?
Well, he certainly was deep involved with theory and model building, but it's all naturalistic. We are all looking at the same data, even if it's radiation coming from deep space, and it's the interpretation of that that varies. In my view, the data that we see reflects the creation, the supernatural creation, which is beyond our understanding, but we can enjoy some of those details. And Stephen Hawking and others go in another direction and try to explain the whole thing from some kind of spontaneous beginning. Stephen Hawking firmly believed in the Big Bang theory, and he would say there was just nothing before that time. It just occurred. And Stephen Hawking put a lot of emphasis on the idea of gravity and time works it all out, and just could not get beyond that, just very materialistic. And sometimes I wonder, Jimmy, what even happened to him in his early life to turn him against the idea of a creator, of the supernatural. As his life went on, he became more and more embittered against the idea of the creator.
You know, just before I talk about what his thoughts on God were, talk to me about his ideas or his theories on time travel. This was something that he had really studied and spoke a lot about, the possibility of time travel to mysteries out in space somewhere.
Yes, time travel, very speculative and, science fiction-like. And I think that's another reason why he was popular, because he kind of delved into those areas. Time is interesting, Jimmy. The fact is, it is somewhat flexible. Time can be stretched or contracted. We can do this certainly on the nanosecond scale. And he just kind of ramped that up to a large scale, thinking that in time, if this world would continue and we would continue to, you know, make progress, perhaps we could even get around the limitations of time. I don't know if that means growing younger or older. Hawking also talked about multiple universes, that there may be other universes beyond this one. And all very speculative. The fact is, all we know is the universe we have, and we can do very little with time. God controls that arrow of time as things wear down. So it's just going off the deep end with speculation, really a replacement for God's control.
Well, you're speaking of God's control. He also had this statement made and had become very popular because of this statement that we are in the position of God. In other words, it seems, according to what his thinking was, we become like God.
Yes, in his writing, he thought and wrote that as we continue to make progress in the area of physics, his words were, we might learn the mind of God. Now, when people asked him what he meant by that, he said, what that means is we can replace the idea of God with our own thinking, that we'll be doing the same thing that that God would have. But again, he rejected the idea of God, and you know, that's to his sadness. Among all his intellect, Jimmy, I think back to the scriptures, you know, Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Stephen Hawking had great knowledge, great intellect. He soared when it came to equations, but was sadly lacking in the wisdom of his maker.
Bottom line, Don, would you agree that most likely everything he reported on was simply a theory, not absolute scientific proof? And in fact, he made some decisions based upon faith on how everything came about.
Well, he certainly did, and that was his conclusion. He said that the idea of heaven, the idea of God was, he said those were fairy tales for those who were afraid of the dark. In his own mind, he was a brave man marching forward, but he turned away from the whole spiritual side of life. It's a case where his intellect and his thinking and his surroundings just kind of, you know, overcame the deeper things of life. And must say, he has knowledge far beyond what we have today, but to know God's word and his book and gives us some wisdom that Stephen Hawking sadly did not possess.
Yes, wisdom that helps us to understand how everything came into existence, Genesis chapter 1. Howbeit, bottom line for us as well, we need to take that by faith also, don't we?
We certainly do. Gravity is real. That was Hawking's life. But, of course, God makes gravity in the first place and is far beyond our current physics.
Dr. Don DeYoung, a good friend of us, a broadcast partner for us here on Prophecy Today, I wanted to honor the ideas and the life of this man, Dr. Stephen Hawking, but I wanted everybody eavesdropping on this conversation to understand God's word is absolute on creation as we, as Don just said, take it by faith. Don, thank you so very much for reminiscing with me on the life of Dr. Stephen Hawking. We appreciate it so much, and thank you for your insight.
Thank you, Jimmy, for the visit.